AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Officials in both Washington and London are tentatively blaming Islamic State militants for Saturday's Russian passenger jet bombing. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
One U.S. official says intelligence analysts do not believe militant leaders in Syria ordered the operation, and that if it was indeed a bombing, that the Islamic State's Egyptian affiliate did it alone. One terror analyst says that would mark a big shift for a group that, until now, had not tried big attacks outside Iraq and Syria.
Egypt has opened three tombs in the ancient city of Luxor to the public, hoping to spur tourism interests despite last weekend's airline crash in the Sinai Peninsula. AP correspondent Diane Kepley reports a new AP GFK poll finds Americans are not satisfied with the White House policy on fighting the Islamic State group.
6 of 10 people responding to the poll say they disapproved with the way the fight against the extremist group is being handled. The percentage of people who feel that way has been rising for the past year. In September of 2014, the country was evenly divided. The poll was conducted before the White House announced plans to send a contingent of special operations troops into Syria.
Signs around Fox Lake, Illinois that had praised the cop known as G.I. Joe have been taken down, replaced in one case by another labeled him G.I. Joke. Residents were stunned by the announcement that popular officer Joe Glinowitz staged his own suicide to make it look like he died in the line of duty. Dina Piazza says her kids are confused about what happened.
It's terrible that this is the way that it has to be and how I have to explain to the little guys, you know, that that's how things go sometimes.
Taiwan's president says he hopes this weekend's historic meeting with his Chinese counterpart will help ease the Beijing-imposed diplomatic isolation of the island, now only recognized by 22 countries. This is AP Radio News. A community of nuns in Wisconsin has been praying around the clock for 137 years.
Since 1878, the Franciscan Sisters of Perpetual Adoration in La Crosse, Wisconsin, have been opening their hearts and praying for the sick, troubled, and stressed out, nonstop, day and night. Sister Hennessy summarizes the prayer requests every day and puts them in a folder in the Adoration Chapel, where at least two people are praying at all times. About 18 years ago, the number of nuns started dwindling, so they asked the community to help out in the one-hour shifts. Spreading love to strangers, one prayer at a time.
Furnace of divine love, grant peace to the world.
Carrie Antelfinger, La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Reba McEntire did the honors for the final big award at the Country Music Association Awards on ABC.
And the CMA Award for Entertainer of the Year goes to Luke Bryan.
Chris Stapleton and Miranda Lambert named Male and Female Vocalists of the Year. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.